The fourth annual Treefort Music Fest kicks off tonight in Boise. The event will take over much of downtown Boise as more than 400 musical acts are set to perform. KBSX reporter Frankie Barnhill is covering Treefort, and she joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Emily.
So it's safe to say that you've listened to every single band who will be performing this year, right?
No. I think I need a few more sets of ears to have done that. Although I've probably sampled about 200 bands. That's the thing about this year's Treefort. There's just so much going on, and that means a lot of choices for music fans.
400 bands in a few days seems kind of overwhelming. How do you suggest people make decisions about who they'll go see?
Well, it depends on your musical tastes, of course, and Treefort organizers have represented just about every genre. There's even an international star coming this year.
Oh, who's that?
Omar Suleiman. He's from Syria and has been on the rise in the indie music scene in the U.S. for a while. He's even been featured on NPR Music, and get this, he actually started his career as a wedding singer. His songs are high-energy techno versions of traditional Syrian dubka music.
Oh, interesting. Well, are there any other well-known acts coming?
Well, the big headliner is TV on the Radio. This group is from New York City and is well-known among both indie and more mainstream music circuits. And Treefort organizers are betting the band will help attract a wider range of fans this year.
Of course, music is in the name of the festival, the Treefort Music Fest, but it's not just about the music. So does everything get a fort this year?
Yeah, it would seem that way, huh? This is the second year Treefort has opened itself up in a big way to other scenes that are thriving in Boise. There's the Film Fest, Story Fort, Yoga Fort, Hack Fort, Comedy Fort, Ale Fort, Skate Fort. There's even a Breakfast Fort this year.
Okay, wait, tell us about Breakfast Fort.
Yeah, this is an organic offshoot of the music shows happening at the Elcor Shrine. The Shriners, who've hosted Treefort bands for 3 years now, are hosting a late-night buffet breakfast in the downstairs bar.
So what are they going to be serving?
Well, bacon is on the menu, of course, as well as a vegetarian option. The Shriners are trying to capitalize on the lack of downtown dining options for the midnight to 4 a.m. crowd. They're pretty excited about it, too.
So tell us what else is new this year, Frankie.
Well, Treefort was awarded the title of Cultural Ambassador by the City of Boise last fall, and the title comes with a $25,000 grant.
Are there plans for spending that money?
Yeah, Festival Director Eric Gilbert says one of the things they're trying to do is bring in music industry people from places like Portland and Denver during Treefort. He says not every band is able to go to South by Southwest, the gigantic industry festival that swallows up Austin, Texas every year. So instead, they're bringing the record label reps and band managers here. Here's Gilbert.
It just makes more and more sense to me to just bring that industry here, when we can showcase more of what Boise has on a deeper level, over that weekend, as opposed to uprooting and trying to go chase the industry around.
Gilbert says by connecting Boise musicians with the tools they need to be successful beyond the Treasure Valley, they hope to build the infrastructure the town has been lacking to have a really sustainable music scene.
The festival's had some really good press, too, lately, right?
Yeah, it's been dubbed the West's best South by Southwest alternative by a well-known Portland music critic. Treefort folks want to ride the coattails of that positive praise for a while.
So we said earlier that this is the fourth year for the Treefort Music Fest. How's it faring financially?
Well, the question of whether Treefort will make money or even just pay for itself this year is a big one. The festival relies heavily on volunteer labor to do everything from check wristbands at venue entrances to selling t-shirts and tickets. And without that donated labor, the event wouldn't exist, probably. Organizers are hoping to at least break even this year.
So how are ticket sales looking?
So far, they're up from where they were at this time last year. Those running Treefort say the goal is to be sustainable financially, and they're hoping ticket prices will cover expenses so the festival can continue.
Frankie Barnhill, thanks so much for all the information, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Emily.
Treefort runs tonight through Sunday in downtown Boise. For more stories on the festival, including our list of 13 must-see bands, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.